The Lake Michigan Federation says communities in the basin reported more than 1,400 beach closings last year. It's the most the group has recorded in 7 years. Joel Brummeyer is the Federation's acting executive director. He says many local health officials are expanding their beach testing programs. Last summer, that meant more beach closings.
The monitoring and understanding the levels of contamination is the first step towards restoring confidence in the Great Lakes beaches. To keep that confidence up, that contamination has to be eliminated so people can access those beaches whenever they want to.
Brummeyer says Great Lakes beaches continue to be polluted by animal and human waste. He says while beach testing is improving, most communities need a lot of money to clean up those pollution sources. That money could come from Congress. The Senate and House are debating bills calling for $4 to $6 billion for Great Lakes cleanup and restoration. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Rebecca Williams.